Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
And a bit of an update announcement of something that happened over the weekend. I did mention earlier, Bob, I was trying to have a cruisy, casual weekend, no big events. And instead, I was horrified and so scared for my life at one point that my adrenaline just peaked and it was all over Red Rover for my cruisy weekend.
That's so like you.
So I guess I should preface this by saying we often did a segment on this show called Brooke's Chooks. I haven't mentioned the Chooks for a little while. That's because they're gone.
Yes, very sad news.
Yeah, the foxes out my way in Renmark are extra rabid at the moment and they came in the light of day and took my chickens. So they're gone. There will be more coming eventually.
Yeah, and I think the time we have been avoiding mentioning the subject has been healing for you. It's a bit of time has passed for people who are just hearing this now.
Certainly. So, you know, that sort of leads us into the weekend because we want to get chickens again, but we had to do a lot of work to our fences because they had chewed through a lot of the, like, protection that we had there. So we went fencing on the weekend, which was new to me and quite exciting. I was in charge of unrolling the wire. And Eddie, our grumpy border collie, was there with us. And I give him a lot of flack. I talk a lot him down a lot because he is the biggest wimp of a work dog you've ever met in your entire life. But Corb and I had done, it was kind of like an L shape of the fence. So we'd done up one side, we'd gone across the back and we were doing the last little bit. And I kind of looked over to Eddie and he was just staring through the fence, like just looking. And I was like, that's a bit strange. And he kind of started fussing and then he like properly stuck his head through the wire fence looking sort of behind Corbin and I about 2 metres away.
And so this is so far, is this just like, Eddie, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm always hyper aware because Eddie's always into stuff, whether it be like there's a spider that he's trying to chase okay. or he's attacking an animal, like not attacking an animal, he chased a cat the other day that, you know, would have taken him down in a second, but, you know, he gets flighty. I looked over to where he was looking, kind of followed his eye line, and I've had to grab Corbin because there was a brown snake crawling not 2 metres from where Corbin and I stood. I've thrown Corbin back again, which he's really mad about because technically it's the second time I've saved him from a snake.
That's right. First date, you saved him from a snake.
It's happened again. And look, I've got to say, I can't really be mean to Eddie about this anymore. He saved us. If it wasn't for him, it would have been like right in our where we were stepping. He alerted us to the snake.
Okay. So I've just had a brainwave because you and Corb are meant to be planning a wedding to some extent.
Yeah.
Can you save him from a snake as part of the ceremony? Can we work that in? Like third time's the charm. What better vow? I will always protect you from snake attacks.
Well, look, I think we'd have to manage it so it wasn't too deadly, potentially.
It could get a python
or something out.
Could be purely ceremonial rubber snake.
Bring it on.
I think that's you got to do that.
What a fun bit of spice to the wedding.
Any couple can have a first dance together. You can have a first snake
as a married couple.
Yeah.
Genius.